If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
B-Pod Studios.
Brady won't throw me the ball because he has no trust in me.
Rich.
I have a super dry tongue. Look.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm the big scary man guy. Put a couple biscuits in the basket. They went top shelf where mama keeps the peanut butter and where I hide the pornos.
Here we go. It's Tuca time. It's Tuca time. It's Tuca time. It's Tuca. 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 Tuca time. It's Tuca time. It's Tuca time. It's Tuca. 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 Tuca.
I'm going to be so hungover at work tomorrow. I'm not going to do anything.
At 5, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. The Bruins begin Eastern Conference Finals at home, 8 o'clock on Thursday. You'll be able to hear that game, obviously, here on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I love it. Not a long wait. All of a sudden, we're jumping right back into it.
Then you get a Saturday 3 p.m.er.
Is that official?
No, it depends on what happens tonight. If San Jose loses to Colorado tonight, this is my understanding. If San Jose loses to Colorado in Game 7 tonight, St. Louis will have home ice advantage in the Western Conference Finals. Ordinarily, the Western Conference Finals would start Saturday. It would start Friday. However, Cher. In St. Louis, Cher has booked the Blues building for Friday night, so St. Louis won't be able to begin until Saturday, which would push the Bruins game 2 to Sunday.
Cher ruins everything.
So if San Jose wins, they have a home ice advantage. You can start the Western Conference Finals Friday night, and the Bruins can play Saturday.
Oh, I'm going to watch that whole game then. All right. there's a man during this time of year that takes on a very important responsibilities, and I think I've heard that he has a job that requires a degree. So it's this is odd to me.
Well, this is a weird time of year because this is when you start to get all of the super fans that show up. And there's been many over the years that we've come into. And the Bruins probably have the best and the strangest out of all the teams. Because the Red Sox don't really have any super fans that I know of.
They're all like really like old ladies.
Other than Dan Roach. But the Celtics,
my point stands.
Celtics, they've got, you know, Aztec Geno, they've got Nate the Nibbler, they've got the guy with the dreads who dresses like a leprechaun. They've got Chest Pump Santa. That guy's all right.
Did you mention the old guy with the beard who rips open his jacket?
That's him, Chest Pump Santa.
Chest Pump Santa.
And then
sorry.
There's guy with green hair.
Right,
that guy. But the Bruins, they have a next level group of people. You've got Big Scary Man guy. You've got Peanut Butter Guy, which, by the way, who was in that clip right there, emailed me angry. Did you get that email?
Probably.
Oh, I mean, like, he was angry for some weird reason. You what? Mother blankers be missing radio gold on this playoff run, LOL. Blank hitting you or Roadie Nick up for game connection, no replies. I emailed you for original radio clip for Tuca Time. You guys played Drunken Recap when I was outside the Garden years ago. I got interviewed back. Let's see. I met you at Cambridge Side Mall Galleria, which I did. He said, you said, here's my email. I just thought you'd get a cut of something from the days gone by. Love the show. Wish you in touch with the best. Yours truly, the Peanut Butter Guy. So I can't know if he's happy or mad at me. But all I know
I
is
don't
that
even know what he
best.
Wanted. It's not a very well-written email.
I think he was probably... It was right after, I think, the big win the other night. And okay. It was at like 11 in the morning. So I think... Or 11 at night, I mean.
Well, you better get on that, whatever he wants.
So either way, Nick's got to get out there and he's got to meet some of these guys because one of our favorites is a gentleman that I one time just saw randomly, nowhere even near the TD Garden on the day of a game. This was, I think, during last year's playoff run. A gentleman who was on roller skates with a flag, a giant Bruins flag, and a weird Bruins teddy bear that was strapped to his chest. And that gentleman's name is Xanadu. which I believe we named him Xanadu, and since then he has run with it. He now has an actual Bruins sweater that has the name Xanadu written on the back.
Oh, jeez.
So Xanadu has been showing up. Everyone has seen him. Everyone sends me videos. Michael Hurley the other day saw a Xanadu running around. Well, somebody gave me a heads up that Xanadu has a YouTube channel.
Thank God. It's about time.
It is weird. It is really weird. As a matter of fact, Fred, I'll just show you 1 second of it right here. This is just a random 9-second video of him doing this.
No, he's trying to look like the dudes from Slapshot, but he looks like someone from Heavy Metal Parking Lot.
He's dressed up like a Hanson brother? Is that what it is?
He has tape on his glasses.
Yeah, that's a Hanson. Those are the Hanson brothers.
Yeah. But he really has long hair, and it's really like greasy.
Oh, so fantastic.
He looks like he's being arrested against his will.
So Xanadu has a video blog, and he does these after every game. He stands in his Bruins room. Which is, if I had to ask you, it's got Bruins memorabilia all over the wall. And then one random signed Nancy Kerrigan picture. Just randomly.
All things on ice, sir.
skates, it doesn't matter.
And he's a voodoo doll of the chick that hit her in the leg.
Right. If I had to ask you, what is taking up the majority of the space on his wall? It is a banner that has one player's name on it. What player's name would it be?
Ooh.
Okay.
Now, you got to think it's a good skater because the man likes to skate.
Or it's going to be someone random. That's right. It's going to be... Oh, man. It's one guy's name.
The number 73.
Well, that's McAvoy.
Not this is not McAvoy.
Is it another 73?
Fred?
Oh, Ryder.
Who is it?
Michael Ryder.
Jesus. Yes, that's right. How the hell did McAvoy get that number? I thought he'd be retired.
So, Michael like, taking Ryder. Up like probably 50% of the space on his wall is a giant Michael Ryder banner.
When was he here last, Michael Ryder?
I mean, 12?
I have to check that out.
I recognize
like 2012,
the name.
Maybe?
Was he part of the championship run?
Oh, yeah. He, like, scored, like, a winning goal, I think.
Yeah,
in, like,
yeah,
the,
I guess the Canadians.
The Canadians.
I remember that. Yeah.
That's got to be something that you special order.
No, 2011. Okay. He was part of that cup team.
Yeah.
2011 was the last time he was here.
Fourth liner on that team, I believe. But that has to be, because the banner, Rich is right, is, like, the size of, like, a very large beach towel.
It's huge.
And there's no way that was made. Like, there's no way, like, that the Bruins produced Michael Ryder
merch.
Huge merch.
like, could you just go up and get a Michael Ryder sweater in the pro shop back in the day? I don't know if you could.
Yeah, but maybe you could, but you certainly couldn't get, like,
a banner.
A 10 by 10 banner of Michael Ryder.
So, here is Xanadu, who likes to recap each game. Here he is standing in his living room in front of his Michael Ryder banner, which was enormous, and his signed Nancy Kerrigan photo. And he is holding his Bruins teddy bear, and he is saying
a look of glee.
He has a massive look of glee. Let's take a listen.
Xanadu here after the Bruins 3-0 victory over the Columbus Blue Jackets on their way to the Eastern Conference Final. Let's go Bruins! All right. About bringing you through this game because Columbus apparently was going to be louder than the TD Garden. You know what? No! They weren't! You know why? Because they lost!
All right, now, how many of views?
How many views? 46. It's very 46 on this, and I believe about 6 of them were me.
So it's a good thing he's making these. Because
you got a lot of them.
There's public demand.
So there's ones where he's just yelling.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of them. And then there's one which I think you have to have a friend come along with you to be able to do this. Because this is him after one of the Toronto games on his roller skates, just rolling through traffic right over at Causeway with his flag going. And he stops to do a blog in the middle of it.
Let's go, Bruins!
Hey.
series. They tie up the series 1-1. We're going to Toronto on Monday night, and we are looking for victory. This was a statement win by the Bruins. Once again, let's go.
Well, it's deafening what he's got going over there. All right, how many views on that one?
Well, I just stumbled across one called Victory Ponies, where it's
Victory,
him with
what?
Victory Ponies, which I have not listened to yet, but it's him just like petting ponies.
With a fedora that looks like it was taken off an Italian restaurant's table.
Okay, all right. On April 11th, 2019, I don't even know what game this was. He did an inter-period video between the first and second periods. How many views do you think on that video, Fred?
12.
Lower.
10.
Lower.
5.
8.
Okay. That includes you, right?
I have not watched that one.
Okay.
I have not seen that
one. Well, listen,
yet.
You have to admire his persistence. Mm-hmm. It's something to behold. All right, Jalen Rose.
I appreciate it. Yes. Thank you. Yes, your excitement is.
You know he was, like, kicked out of Slayer before they made it big. All right, so we will talk about Jalen Rose and what he had to say about Kyrie.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium-quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range, state-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tetra and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
Left-hand dribble pass, Jaylen Brown catches up to the basketball, lays it in, and not going to happen tonight.
Bluebirds coming out.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Evan, go ahead, Evan.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
I went to high school with Xanadu.
Really?
What was he like?
Yeah.
Okay. Was he a big rollerblader at that point in his life?
No, but the teddy bear thing was a thing. Oh. Like, he would bring it with him to class. The best way I can describe it, because I'm not going to blow up the good spot, because I am fearful for my life, but... He was exactly like this in high school. He was one of those kids that you befriended because you never knew if he was going to be the one that showed up with like an automatic.
All right. Stop with that.
Right. But okay. So he was crazy.
He was crazy in high school. Definitely one of those like not very athletic, not into like we went to an all boys school that was big into sports and stuff like that. He was equally as crazy in high school. This whole Bruins thing is totally out of the blue. He was nothing like this, but this is the metamorphosis of his high school persona. I can see this totally happening.
Well, I mean, when I see the dude, it makes me laugh every time. I mean, the first time I saw him, you honestly can't get your cell phone out quick enough to take a picture of it. Because I saw him, and he wasn't even near the Garden. It was over near, like, the Boston Common. And he was going through traffic, and he's got his flag waving and everything.
All right, what's up with he brought a teddy bear to class?
He used to bring, like, a stuffed Beanie Baby to class with him, and he'd, like, put it in his shirt pocket, and it just, like, it was the most, he's a weird dude. I mean, he was, listen.
Wait a second, like, he's a weird dude with roller skating and making these videos? Right? All right, thank you so much. It's good to get insight on Xanadu. I don't know how I would feel about a guy who's putting stuffed animals into class.
Alleged insight into Xanadu. We don't know if the guy actually went to school with him.
What the big teddy bear offense?
Well, I don't listen. I don't know.
Seems like a pretty odd thing to make up, but nonetheless, fine. Allegedly, he put a teddy bear. All right, Jalen Rose. Jalen Rose was talking on his television show. Is this Jalen and Jacoby?
No, this is, hey, get up.
Oh, it's his guest spot with Greenberg.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, okay, so this is, hey, get up. And this is him talking about Kyrie Irving.
Here's the distinction that the Celtics had to make. And I said this the day that they signed Kyrie. They used to be a pace and space team where the ball and the movement dictated who got the shot. Kyrie Irving is a ball-dominated, isolation type of player. They used to be a team where Al Horford, their center, led them in assists.
Right.
Okay, that was their style. Now they've chosen to give the ball to Kyrie to take them home. He's shown that he can't be the best player on a contending team. And I agree with you. He's done in Boston. And you ready for this? You ready for this? The teammates will help him pack.
Oh, yeah.
They can't wait for him to
leave. They can't wait for him to go. Terry Rozier can't wait for him to get out.
Well, obviously, Rozier can't wait for him to go. I mean, if I was Rozier, I would, even if we won the championship, I'd want his ass out of there.
More money.
Yes.
I mean, lots of money.
Hang on. Well, that leads to a question. If you think that Kyrie Irving is going to leave, or if they're not going to re-sign him, you think they're going to sign... They're going to keep Terry Rozier around?
No. It depends.
No.
It depends. I don't think
you can't sign him.
But, Rich, you understand the point I'm making, is that if you're a point guard on a team and you're a backup point guard, you want the point guard gone. Now, I don't think that they're going to sign him, or if they do sign him, they're not going to give him starter money, and someone else will.
Yeah, his earning potential has taken a significant hit this year.
A small difference in that was the Kyrie Irving playing for the season.
Brian Robb of the Boston Sports Journal wrote a article that does not make you feel very good about the future of the Celtics if this Kyrie Irving thing, I mean, it hasn't worked out. So,
Do you want to talk to Xanadu?
Sure, I think we should. I think we should. I think in equal time.
He's calling to defend himself?
As he should.
There's nothing to defend. Okay. I mean, we all enjoy Xanadu. All right. Xanadu, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Xanadu!
Yeah!
All right, what?
This postseason. I only caught the end of that. I don't know who Evan is. I didn't catch a last name. But what do you guys... something about the teddy bear. I have brought the teddy bear many places. I generally don't bring him to class, but I definitely bring him to every single Bruins game.
Okay, very good. Now, what is the meaning of the teddy bear to you?
He is Timmy Bear. I got him back in 2008 when Tim Thomas was the goalie. And I just started bringing him to the games. He became the lucky bear, and he went to, in particular, all of the games through the 2011 Cup run. So he's just the Bruins' lucky charm for me.
Has he ever talked to you?
No, he doesn't talk to me. He's a ratty old bear, but he doesn't talk. He's just part of the uniform. I kind of wear him with a cape clasp. I generally just use him as part of my Bruins appearance.
Okay, I have heard that you have a good job.
I do have a good job. I am a school teacher.
Okay, so that's it. You have a college degree.
Yes, I do have a college degree. In fact, I'm working on my master's degree right now.
I knew it. Someone told me that you are like highly educated.
I am. I am a math teacher. I teach geometry. I say I have a bachelor's in mathematics. I have a bachelor's in French. And I
knew it.
I work in my master's.
Do you keep your second life a secret?
Oh, you got it.
No, my students know. A lot of students follow my Xanadu YouTube channel.
Well, they're not clicking on
my
it.
My school encourages me, and they say, you know what? If he's that passionate about the Bruins, he's also going to be that passionate about teaching students math.
Well, good. Listen, we need more teachers. Right, you deserve to make more money.
Here's one thing I need to know, Xanadu. I watched your channel. It's obviously very strange. It's very passionate. But the one thing I was the most fascinated by was why the one thing that takes up your entire wall, why is it a Michael Ryder banner? Out of all the players in the shrine of Xanadu, what is it about Michael Ryder?
I played right wing growing up, and when Michael Ryder joined the team, when he did, I felt like he really represented the height of the Bruins-Montreal rivalry, that he, as I understood, came to the Bruins to stick it to Montreal, And through his ups and downs, I have never seen a player earn $12 million through an OT goal winner and then a glove save the way he did in games 4 and 5 of the 2011 Montreal series. So at that point, he up to then has just he's my all-time favorite Bruin.
Whoa, hang on. Michael Ryder is your – he's your all-time favorite. More than Bergeron, Chara, Tim Thomas, or Bobby Orr. I mean, we can go all the way back. Michael Ryder is your favorite.
You are completely right, and that is – and I understand that all of those players are better. There's, you know, a difference between thinking he's the best Bruin that ever lived and growing up, you know, a lot of us have that player that's just – he's your guy, whether he's the best, the worst.
Yeah,
you know,
I understand
the
that.
Line of fourth
yes.
liner, he's my dude.
Yeah, like I like
he
Tito
was
Landry.
When he joined.
Yes, I understand completely what you're saying. Same thing with
and
me. As I like random, I like random Jets.
I'm an Eddie House guy.
Well, listen, we all have our things when we're kids. All right, so the passion for rollerblading, does that bleed into school? Do you ever get to wear when you're doing geometry? Do you ever get to like wear your rollerblades?
I don't do that, but I have an entire lesson called Zdeno Triangles are the Zdeno Chara of Geometric Shapes. And I talk all about Zdeno Chara and show Zdeno Chara videos in order to start off all my material and my unit on triangles. And I have pictures with Zdeno Chara, like, showing him some of my lessons, which he thought was pretty awesome.
So do you have season tickets to the Bruins?
I do.
Wow. Okay, so that's a pretty big expense, correct?
The tickets go up. I have to sell about half the games to afford the other half. This past game, home game was my 68th straight home playoff game.
Wow. All right. Well, Xanadude, I knew it. I don't remember how I knew it, but I knew that you were a well-educated man with a real job and I knew that you were getting an advanced degree. And it's scaring me that I knew it because I have no idea how I do. But
I think I mentioned it during the interview with Adolfo years back.
Oh, that might be it. Yeah, that may be
it. All right, well, Xanadude, thank you so much.
Keep the flag flying, Xanadude.
Oh, every home game. I love I got some people, a place I can store my flag. That's how I have it after every game. They win, I can skate straight up and down Causeway Street right after the wins because I'm looking to pump them up. Columbus said they were going to be louder than us. I go in there with my mission. We're going to be louder, and now we are going to blow the socks off anything Columbus might try to throw.
What time does the skate start on game day? Like, where do you start from? Like, what's your skate route? Because I saw you all the way over at the Common before a game one time.
It depends on how early I get there. Usually I start somewhere in Somerville or Charlestown, and wherever I can find parking, make my way down there. And then I try to start an hour to 2 hours ahead of time and end about a half hour before game time. So I'm able to get in there for the big Bruins thing, and the banner captain, all that stuff.
All right. Well, Xanadude, it's a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Thanks for having me on the air. I appreciate the show. I appreciate having a chance to say good stuff. And I always appreciate having a chance to root on the Bruins.
Keep the blogs going.
I just think he's like the kids in my class like the videos. Nah, they're pretty much ignoring them. But nonetheless,
I swear to you, every time I see him, it makes me laugh. And he's like just swaying right in and out of traffic, and nobody seems to mind. They're like, hey, all right, dude. This dude wearing shorts, wearing a cape, and a Bruins flag.
Sounds like he likes the Bruins. All right, so we'll get back to the Kyrie Irving stuff. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub. Sports Hub.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and PowerTee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
It's an app. Toucher and Rich are back on TV.
I really didn't know that.
Twitch.tv. Follow the Sports Hub. Watch and react with 98.5 The Sports Hub.
The Boston Celtics, their points per game, their field goal percentage, their winning percentage, all goes up when Kyrie Irving doesn't play. Folks, sometimes people are so gifted that you reduce the other excellent pieces around you. Boston has one player, one A player, Kyrie Irving. He is an A. And then they got a bunch of B guys. Gordon Hayward's a B. Jason Tatum's a B to a B minus to a B plus, depending on the night. Al Horford's a B, B minus. They are reduced to C's on many nights with Kyrie Irving. Boston's absolutely worse with Kyrie. Their efficiency stats drop. They're 12-3 when he doesn't play. They shoot worse without him on the floor. The assist numbers go down through the floor. And it doesn't work. And I thought it would. And I thought it would get better. And I'm wrong. And it didn't. And it hasn't.
Nanny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Sometimes you can't have addition by subtraction. You can think about it in any sport. And we'll see how that goes with the Steelers with no Le'Veon Bell. We see how that goes with the Steelers with Antonio Brown. They're trying to make a culture change, and sometimes that does work. I mean, the Patriots have passed on more talented players to get guys they believe fit in their system and that are culture guys. And here is a man by name Jalen Rose. Over there. Jalen Rose from Southwestern High School in Detroit, Michigan. Former Fab Five member in a feud with Chris Webber.
Still?
Yes.
After all this time, I thought they had buried the hatchet. No?
Nope.
All right.
They don't like each other.
All right. No, I understand why.
Here's Jalen Rose.
Here's the distinction that the Celtics had to make. And I said this the day that they signed Kyrie. They used to be a pace and space team where the ball and the movement dictated who got the shot. Kyrie Irving is a ball-dominated, isolation type of player. They used to be a team where Al Horford, their center, led them in assists.
Great.
Okay, that was their style. Now they've chosen to give the ball to Kyrie to take them home. He's shown that he can't be the best player on a contending team. And I agree with you. He's done in Boston. And you ready for this?
Done.
You ready for this? The teammates will help him pack.
Oh, yeah.
They can't wait for him to
leave. They can't wait for him to go. Terry Rozier can't wait for him to get out.
Yeah, obviously the team is fed up with him and everything he says. And the idea that he doesn't take any responsibility, and that's been going on all season. But, you know, I I'm no NBA expert, but I was told by minds far greater than mine that, you know, oh, he's a playoff guy, and, you know, there's no question.
Told by minds greater than you being Kyrie Irving himself?
Yes. Well, I don't know if he's a greater mind than I.
Well, he's at least in his own words, he is.
Yes, indeed. But, you know, you heard everybody that covers the team, and, you know, they're smart guys. But, you know, when it comes to the playoffs, this is why you got him. Certainly has a track record of being very clutch in playoff games. And now, yes, his teammates obviously don't like him. There's no way. There's no way someone can behave like that in any line of work and just pass off terrible performances. And he did it throughout the season, too. Just pass them off as... They're like, have nothing to do with him.
If this was completely about him just not fitting into what the Celtics are doing, I wouldn't have as much of a problem with it because I would be like, you know what? That just sucks that it didn't work out the way everyone thought it did. And, you know, this is awful because everything would have lined up so perfectly if he was able to adapt. And then there'd even be part of me that was like, well, maybe he can. Maybe he's had enough time with the team that he'll realize after losing in this round of the playoffs that you have to change your game a little bit in order to fit.
Or Stevens will figure out something to get everyone involved. And
but that's
because they knew what they were getting with Kyrie in terms of the way he plays.
Yes.
Because they'd put the other pieces. They had their pieces.
And I'd be sitting here, Fred, saying, you know what? Kyrie now knows. And this is going to be something humbling where he's going to have to look at his own game and go, if I want to win, I can't be the Kyrie Irving I've always been. And then you bring in Anthony Davis and that and you can reform everything and all that. However, it's not that. This is not about that. Because what Kyrie Irving has become is a one-man chicken and beer. He has gone in and completely ruined the culture, the winning attitude, the cohesiveness of what Brad Stevens has built and what Danny Ainge has put together by bringing in character guys. Last year, this team played together despite not having many superstars. They busted their ass. They shared the ball. They knew that you had to take a step back in certain ways in order to win. Kyrie Irving has not been that guy. He's proven to not be that guy. As a matter of fact, when he's gone in there, he has led this team into a direction where Terry Rozier said it himself, with the attitude of Kyrie Irving is on a day-to-day basis, that's the attitude of this team.
And by the way, if not only is he going to be upset, but think about it if you're Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I mean,
you guys that were, you were on your way up, you were shining in the biggest spotlight during the playoffs, especially during Tatum, like in his first year. I mean, it was amazing the grounds that guy had made.
Right, and now you've been reduced. Your role has been completely reduced, and it's not anything that you're doing.
So now you have to step back and take a look at the reality of the situation, and that is, if Kyrie Irving is not here, I don't know how you can go get Anthony Davis. I don't know how you can go and trade away, because they're going to want Jason Tatum.
No, it's one or the other. You're either all in, you push all your chips in and say, yeah, Kyrie was bad, but let's get rid of all these role players and just have Kyrie and Davis and a couple of guys, Horford opts back in and try it that way, or you get rid of Irving and say, Jason Tatum, you're our alpha. The ball starts with you, we try it that way.
By the way, Hayward's an albatross right now. Because you've paid him to be one of the top three, and that doesn't look like that's going to work out in any way, shape, or form.
I think if Kyrie does not come back and you start Hayward, the game changes.
Okay, I will also tell you this. If you believe that you need an A to win in basketball in the NBA, he's not going to help you recruit anybody. No one's going to look and go, oh, they have Gordon Hayward. Like he's the second piece.
Well, this is going to be tough because the recruiting thing might be out the window right now. Because if Kyrie Irving does not resign, as I said, Brian Robb wrote a really good article in the Boston Sports Journal where he broke everything down. Like, what would the future be like if you don't have Kyrie Irving back? And the truth of the matter is, even if Kyrie Irving doesn't come here, you don't have enough money to get a max player. So you have to take a look around and see what kind of and do you want to keep Terry Rozier? I wouldn't resign him at a. You know, he's going to want, like, what, 4 years at least? And he's going to get that from some other team. I'm not investing in Terry Rozier.
No. Great, but you need a point guard, and you need a good point guard.
You're right. So here's what they got. Right now, a list of some point guards you might be available on the free agent market in the price range that the Celtics could afford. You got Rajon Rondo, Corey Joseph, Ish Smith, who I really like.
But he's not a starter on a good team.
But he's not a starter on a good team.
He started for Detroit for a while, but he's not a starter on a good team.
Oh, if you started in Detroit, look out.
Patrick Beverley, Elfrid Payton, and Jeremy Lin.
What about Ricky Rubio?
I don't see him on this list.
Okay.
I don't think he's a free agent.
I've heard of a couple of those
guys. He was supposed to be. Maybe I'm looking at an old list. Maybe he re-signed with Utah. I don't know.
Yeah, I do not see him on this list.
Okay.
Well, if you want to sell tickets, you got to bring in Jeremy Lin. Harvard guy.
All right. Linsanity. So, I mean, you're in a...
Right.
So
let's take a break. 617-779-0985. We'll continue to discuss this. This Kyrie Irving thing not working out is...
insane.
Insane.
Because it's thrown a wrench into
it. It screws everything up. It screws the team screwed. I mean, you've went from favorites to win the East and to challenge Golden State into a team that's going to be middling. Especially with the way Milwaukee's going and the improvement of other teams in the East. All right. Well, the good news is Philadelphia's going to fall apart, too.
That's been wild to watch.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me. Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver, all the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew, 30 seconds, that's it. Done. Peace.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power Tee ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off season.
There's someone very special I want you guys to meet.
Toucher and Rich.
I just want to tell you both good luck
on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, who cares?
cares? I'm a basketball player, you know, prepare the right way. Like I said, it's a little different when, you know, your rhythm is challenged every play down. You know, you're being picked up full court. You know, they're doing things to test you. You know, the expectations on me are going to be sky high. And I try to utilize their aggression against them and still put my teammates in great positions while still being aggressive. I'm trying to do it all. So, you know, for me, the 22 shots, you know, I should have shot 30. You know, it really not great.
And he went on to say he's a great shooter. And he should have shot 30 times, despite that he was off. By the way, the Celtics are a -16.2 with Hayward on the floor in this series, and a +17.7 when he's off of it. A lot of this has got to go on Stevens, too. The whole year, he wasn't able to control any of this crap behind the scenes. He hasn't been able to gel this team during this series.
And that's true. And that's true. I mean, you have to put a ton of it on his shoulders. On the other hand, too, you have to look at just how badly he was outcoached by Budenholzer.
Right.
Because look at that first game. I mean, it looked hopeless. I mean, you heard Paul Pierce and you went up there. I mean, but, you know, it wasn't outrageous to have that opinion because it was such an ass kicking.
Yeah, the opinion was that the Celtics were going to roll over for Milwaukee.
But Budenholzer took a look at what the Celtics did and said, all right, well, let's concentrate on the offensive side, see what they're doing to stifle Giannis. And he figured it out. And now, since then, I was hoping this was going to be a chess match. Like game three, then Stevens saw what they were doing. All right, I'm going to go ahead. Because that was my whole opinion about all this, is that Brad Stevens in seven games would figure out some sort of way to make it a series. But he hasn't. And as much as you want to put blame on the team for giving up, which they did, and that part of the gig of a coach is to make sure that they don't.
Yeah, and it was also, you knew that this could happen. You've known it all year. You never got control of the situation. I guess on that West Coast flight when everyone got together and saying kumbaya, everything was supposed to be okay. I mean, you got to be able to get a hold of your team, get control of it. Pete, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for playing that clip just before I go. We have to get rid of this guy. I can't stand him anymore. His attitude, everything. Tell him to go back to Australia where he was born and just live there. I can't stand this guy. Get rid of him.
All right. That is the sentiment of a lot of people. And then people will poo-poo it. And they'll go, oh, you can't get rid of him. He's so good.
There's no one saying that now. I haven't heard of anybody after that last game who is like, you know what, Kyrie Irving, let's give him another shot.
I think we had someone on yesterday that said it. I think Grandy said it. Grandy did say it. Grandy said that they should bring him back and that it was like kind of ridiculous not to because he was so talented.
I think Grandy was saying you're in the moment. This is the message I got from Sean when he was on. You're in the moment. I mean, you need to let the dust settle and see where we are in a couple of months. It's too quick to make a decision now.
Okay. Well, they have until July 1st.
Yeah.
So
the marriage is still on. The engagement is still on until July 1st.
I mean, the idea that he wouldn't commit, the idea that he went back and forth, he was just a horrible distraction and a bad teammate the entire year. And now you look back and you go, Here's why. Because he said he was going to be good in the playoffs.
Yep, it's because, you know what you said? You said, I'm going to tolerate all this garbage as long as you back up your words. Show me that you're good in the playoffs. And he has been in the past. But he's never been the one. He's never been the guy. So we're like, you know what? We're going to keep our mouths shut until you actually show us what you're made of when it matters the most. And now we've learned. And now we've seen these last three games, and as I said, people go through slumps. It happens a lot. It sucks that it's Kyrie Irving, and I know he had a career year, but it doesn't matter because the playoffs, what he told us, were all that matters. And him walking off that court with 10 seconds left set the tone for this team, and I don't like that at all.
And can you imagine just being a prick after you've played these three terrible games, and just being a prick? Like, even the guys that you think are out of their mind with their ego would go, I have to play better. I have to do better. Because even if you said, in order for this team to win, I have to play better. I mean, that's more modest than what he's saying. He is humiliated.
Okay, let's think of this, Fred. Life out after Kyrie Irving. Let's say he's gone. They don't re-sign him. He doesn't want to come back. All of that. Take a look at Jaylen Brown and take a look at Jason Tatum. What do they become next year?
1-2 or 1-3, depending upon what Hayward's role is.
You think their game gets better?
Yes,
well, judging by their first season, yeah.
Okay.
I think Jalen is right now what he can be.
Do you think
Tatum's game gets exponentially better?
Do you think they at least make it this far in the playoffs?
Yeah, oh, sure.
Sure, second round?
Yes.
Sure they do.
Then why not let him walk?
Right. Because that's the difference. In order to get to a championship and win it, you need a
transcendent.
Yeah. Transcendent.
Thank you. Transcendent
which they
player.
Don't have right
Unless
now.
Unless you believe
However,
that is Tatum.
Unless you believe it's Tatum. If you believe it's Tatum, then you let Kyrie Irving go and roll the dice.
Kyrie Irving isn't a closer. He's not this year. That's the thing you've learned.
That's
but you've also learned that he's not an A player. Like, he can't be your A guy. Like, if he goes to New York, they're going to have to get Durant. You know, if he goes to Los Angeles, he's got to play with LeBron.
Kendrick Perkins said yesterday, he's not a Batman. He's a Robin.
Right. So and now you're in a situation where you better hope these kids become A's because you ain't going to bring one in. That's out the window.
No.
Is Anthony Davis an A?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, I mean, look, we think he is.
Is he?
But we thought Kyrie was too.
He a Batman? But are you willing?
But here's the thing about Anthony Davis is that I just believe by his position, he can't screw things up as much as Kyrie Irving did. Just based on his position, like Kyrie Irving controls the ball.
The ball won't stick. I understand.
Yeah. I mean, like, what can Anthony Davis is going to take the ball down the court? He's a big man. That's a lot harder to screw
That's another argument. If you're going to have a ball-dominant player, it can't be the point guard.
Right.
If you understand what I'm saying. If you're going to have your alpha male be a big man, that's easier than having a shorter guy try and take over a game.
I mean, this is the dangers of when you take a look at stuff on paper and you think it looks one way when in reality it's a different way. Because on paper, Kyrie Irving and Anthony Davis and Al Horford and it would be like Hayward and all the rest of these guys, that's a team that could take on the Bucks. That's a team that you could think could even beat the Bucks. But that's not a team that I know with the personality of Kyrie Irving infecting the attitude of the hustle of this team and a guy in Anthony Davis that we now know really hasn't won anything. And Fred said it best, if you're that good of a player, you should be able to will the rest of your team towards winning.
Giannis did it. All right, let's go. And he's a big man. Darnell, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So this goes back a long way with Kyrie. If you look even in college with Duke, he got injured. The team started to roll. He came back. They lost early in the tournament. His first two seasons in Cleveland, they had the number one pick both years because they were awful. LeBron comes, turns everything around. In games LeBron doesn't play, they're 3-22. They can't win a game without LeBron. He comes here. Every team statistic is better without him. People just need to stop ignoring what's in front of their face and just he's more of a Carmelo Anthony. He's a great singular player, great talent, but just can't be the guy on your team.
Were they really 3-22 in Cleveland without LeBron?
Look it up. In games without LeBron when he was injured, about 3-22, yep.
Oh, boy. Well, that's something you should have looked at.
By the way, I have found one person who's pro Kyrie Irving. I feel sorry for you guys, these garbage Celtics takes about Kyrie, #KeepKyrie. I would like to hear from you, sir. Please convince me. Because I have been the biggest Kyrie defender up until that last game. Up until he walked off the court, I was the biggest Kyrie defender. I'm like, let this guy show you what he's got in the playoffs. And I don't even know what to say now. I don't know how you can look at what's been going on in the postseason and think that this is a guy who can lead a team to a championship.
Mike, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Listen, you got it backwards with Tatum and Brown, okay? Tatum, I want you guys to go back and look at tape and tell me the last time you saw Tatum drive the ball to the basket and end up on his back on the floor. Tell me, I don't even know if that's happened this year.
Yeah, it has. Sure it has.
Sure he has.
Yeah, he's done it a bunch of times.
Listen, the guy is an underachiever. People are giving this guy a pass. He should be scoring easy 25 points a game.
You can't. Really? There's only one basketball, and you have Kyrie Irving dominating most of it. Go back and look at his rookie year. It's a lot different.
I agree. He's overrated.
Listen, at least you're consistent.
That's right. That's right. I've never given that one up. And I didn't say to bench Pastrnak in the last game.
All right. We will have the headlines and continue more along a long commercial-free break.
If Heineken Silver was a 60-second radio ad, it'd tell you all the stuff you need to know in only 30 seconds to keep things light and refreshing. Seriously, time me.
Heineken Silver, a world-class light beer that's surprisingly crisp and refreshing, made with only premium quality ingredients and just 2.9 grams of carbs and 95 calories, all without compromising on taste. Heineken Silver. All the taste, no bitter endings. Order now at Heineken.com/silver. Must be 21 and older to purchase. Enjoy Heineken responsibly. Whew. 30 seconds. That's it. Done. Peace.
Don't let the weather limit your passion for golf. Go to Winslow's Kitchen Bar and Range. State-of-the-art Top Tracer driving range with shot tracing technology and Power T ball automation. Whether you're a golf enthusiast or a weekend warrior, you'll love Winslow's 16 heated bays with full-service food and drink, trivia nights, and live music in the clubhouse. Winslow's open 7 days a week, rain, snow, or shine, at Green Harbor Golf Club, 624 Webster Street in Marshfield. Book your bay at greenharborgolfclub.com/Winslow's. Winslow's, because good times and golf shouldn't have an off-season.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.